First off, Ben, let's talk a bit about what World Dairy Expo means to Wisconsin and to Wisconsin agriculture.
Well, it's a huge benefit. It brings in international guests from all around the world to see our farmers, to see our businesses, to give us opportunities to educate them. You know, if we can help them improve their dairy business, they'll be back to buy the technology, they'll be back to buy the equipment, they'll be back to buy the genetics. So this is a huge opportunity for us to put a great face on the dairy industry for many in the world.
Now, you're doing some international trade work during the show.
Yes, absolutely. Spent one evening with the Colombians. Free Trade Agreement of Colombia was signed into law, and while we were happy, they were ecstatic. They are here in force. There's 165 of them on one group because they believe they now have the opportunity to purchase the things that will help them improve their dairy situation. And before, they couldn't afford it. Because of the free trade agreement, they have that benefit now. We met with Indonesia. We met with Nepal, Barbados, Egypt, United Emirates. We met with the Chinese and the Japanese. We have virtually met with any country you can mention. We have met with different individuals here. One of the meetings I had with the Chinese was the Ministry of Agriculture, and they do machinery testing. So what they do is, if you want to sell a product to a dairy farmer in China, and he is coming into the business, China will support him. 10% of the cost will be covered by the Chinese government. But they want to assure that the products they're buying are good products. They have a lot of problems with imitators and knockoffs in China. And they don't want people to get stuck with bad stuff with government money. So they were here to do an audit of Bomatic. It was a very extensive audit. I'm happy to say Bomatic is the first and only company to pass the audit at the present time to supply equipment to China. And they were here to talk about, how does our department work? What do we do? Why do we do it? So I talked about food safety. They know they have a problem. They know they have a food safety problem. But they were very surprised at how in-depth we work with our dairy farmers and our processors and our marketers on food safety as it comes to equipment they're using. They don't do that. They just look to see if it does what they're being told it does. So they haven't really focused on the food safety aspect. So a lot of different reasons why people are here, but it all centers around the cow.
Now, how does that interpret back or ripple back to the Wisconsin dairy producer?
Well, when they approve our equipment, now we have more entry points into the country. More companies are going there, and those companies bring guests back this way. So Bomatic will bring guests from China back here to not only see Bomatic, but to see some of our farms. They get a chance to interact with our farmers. It allows us to get them into the bull studs so they can see some of the technology that we have here and some of the bull semen that's available for them. So it opens up and expands the world marketplace for all of our farmers that have the kind of genetics that they're able to market to those countries. Each country is looking for something a little bit different. The Holstein cow is pretty predominant around the world. Going into Europe, it's basically Holstein genetics. Going into South America, that's where the Jersey cow and the Brown Swiss become a very important part of their dairy industry. So they're looking for those kinds of genetics. So depending on where you go in the world, they have a little different view of what they want. And what's interesting is Wisconsin has it all.
One of the things is that you look at China, for instance. China has purchased farms in New Zealand. They've purchased farms in Africa. Are they looking to buy Wisconsin land and production, or are they looking to buy Wisconsin products?
A week ago, we had investors here from China. Those investors were interested in buying U.S. It was not focused on egg. It was anything. I was approached a number of times about agricultural lands, and I continue to try to discourage them from owning the land. Owning the land, all it does is allow them to produce the raw material. And they can't produce enough raw material to financially afford to just send it back to China. I'm trying to talk to them about joint ventures, investing in the processing industry, investing in some of the areas where we have not done as good a job, like, say, for whey. We have some companies that do an exceedingly good job in whey production and marketing in the world marketplace. We have a lot of cheese plants, small ones, that can't handle whey. It's too expensive, too costly, and right now it's a waste product. So if the Chinese were to come in here and build a processing plant that could purchase from these small cheese plants that component, they could then manufacture the product they want in China. We'd get the labor, we'd get the market for the milk from our farms, and they would get the export, and we would get the numbers and the dollars. So it would be a win-win all the way around, and that's what I'm trying to convince them. That's the part of the dairy industry they need to look at, not the land.
When you get a chance here at World Dairy Expo, you get a chance to talk to dairymen from all around the country. And they seem to be envious of the youth and passion and growth that is occurring in the Wisconsin dairy industry in the last 10 to 15 years. You've been a vital part of that. What's been the trigger here?
Well, I think it is that we have... We have young people coming out of our tech schools, about our short course, and out of our university that see opportunities in not just ag in general, but in farming. We have parents, my mom discouraged me from farming. You don't want to farm. Don't go farming. It's not a way of life that anybody should want to do. And I didn't take her advice. I went farming. I enjoy farming. We still have our farm. My son and daughter-in-law now own the farm, and they're farming with us, or I'm farming with them, actually. And so you have this synergy around young people that believe they can do it in the farming area. And we have program activities. The grazers are very focused on young people coming back into the dairy industry business. FSA, the Farm Service Agency, in this state in particular, puts out as many young farmer loans as any state in the United States. And in fact, FSA is the single largest loan portfolio of any state is found here in the state of Wisconsin. So we have that opportunity for our young people. So there is a lot of effort put into helping young people understand what's available, making it available, and then supporting them with their efforts.
Speaking of World Dairy Expo, there's been some talk about what can be done with the grounds to build this show, to make this show even bigger and better. What's being considered?
Well, right now, the facilities that are permanent here can only house 1,600 animals on the grounds, and we actually have 2,600 on the grounds as I speak. So there's a lot of tent usage. We are exploring with World Dairy Expo, and I should say the state of Wisconsin is exploring with World Dairy Expo, with Dane County, an opportunity to build two barns, livestock barns, that would have modern-day ventilation, watering systems, manure disposal systems, and we're working to see if we can't upgrade those kinds of facilities on the grounds. The other thing we're doing is working with the county and World Dairy Expo on the exposition halls, because if you come to the grounds, you're going to find commercial exhibits everywhere and anywhere on this grounds, and some of them are intense, some are just outside, and we think we can improve the availability of commercial space, and we also would be able to improve the availability of space for seminars. We now hold a lot of seminars for many people, some of them off-site. Some have to go downtown Madison to find the hotel that's hosting a seminar. A lot of opportunities, a lot of great things with working together that can happen here on the grounds of World Dairy Expo. And it will happen, and we're all working together to try to make sure that it does happen.
Are they exploring the possibility of putting the barns where the current barns are? The new ones would take that footprint?
Some of them would be replaced. Some of the current barns would be replaced. Some of the buildings would be far larger than the present barns so that we don't have to have tent rentals in the future. and that the money used for renting tents can be put back into permanent structures with the most modern of technologies available for these very valuable cows that come here. And that's going to help us alleviate some of the barns that probably aren't as good as they should be for some of the value of the livestock that's here.